The best tea in the city.
Chris, I told you yesterday, there's no need for us to come back today. Now, look what we're doing. Killing the masses. Killing the people. Killing the Afropolitans. Yeah. We are the warm hug in a cold front. KFM 95.9. Good morning. You well? I'm good. We are that cashmere jersey, ne? Thank you. Or scarf in this cold front. That's why even the music right now. You are smiling. You don't know why. Look at you. You're at the right place, the right show, the right station. Thank you. Jezel Brothers, Tlayendi Biza, Malaika, Nguwe, Ringo, Kumna Kum, Mafikizolo, Masithokoze, Nelele Busy, singing along, dancing le bana ba batho, le ja dikuku tsa bona. Ka lenyalo akere, thank you. And then divorce happened. Ayaya! You know, divorce is one experience that brings a mixture of feelings for everyone involved. And think about divorce in a broad sense. It might be just be a breakup, because you guys we're not married, but you are together and people knew. When you get a divorce, everything has to be split between you and your partner. And one often overlooked casualty is the friends of the couple. Yeah. Listen, we look at everything else, but we hardly pay attention to this casualty called friends. Think about it. Some of your friends start with you, but over the period of the relationship, they find themselves closer to your spouse. And you end up saying, listen, it's in the family. It's a song. So when the breakup or the divorce happens, they can't help but gravitate towards your partner. Are you aware? Because that's who they are closer to, even though you are the one who brought them in. When you look at this and you're like, it is loyalty and gaga. Yet when you really look at it, they are being loyal. You know, friends will go as far as stopping to hang out with the group due to wanting to remain loyal to both parties. If there's a grass that suffers when these two elephants fight, is friends. Friends go through a lot when a couple split. But no one talks about their custody. No one. Hence we're asking, who has custody of friends after divorce? Who should keep the friends after divorce? Should the friends be in community of property or ANC without accrual? Yeah, anti-nuptial contract. Without accrual. Did you lose close friends after your breakup? Did you? Hashtag custody of friends after divorce. SOSIP, the best tea in the city. Hey, Vanna Marang, thank you. You know, Marang just made my day. Are you tea? Interesting topic. When I would tell Maroids, are you touch all these areas that we are afraid of to even think about? And then what do? We block those friends, and later on in life, they come back and bite us. Those issues will come back and bite us. Indeed. That's what happens. We need to talk about these things, right? Yeah. There you go. Now, who keeps the custody of friends, guys? And don't think divorce isn't because you were married. No. You had a breakup. Who kept your friends? Because it is natural to think close friendships will last a lifetime and friends will stay loyal regardless of your situation. But nothing brings out true colors of those bonds better than a breakup. Believe it or not, a breakup is hard on friends, especially if they are unaware of your issues or your breakup seemingly came out of nowhere. It is therefore common for close friendships to either dissolve or choose sides, you know, during or after divorce or a breakup. And sometimes all of this is not intentional. It just happens. It does not mean they feel less towards you or your friendship. They are also divorcing, if you know what I mean. Sometimes friends are pushed into a corner. Lines are drawn and people are asked to choose sides. And that in itself is difficult. Imagine if a child, when they are asked, who would you rather stay with? They will choose the one they feel closest to. However, doesn't necessarily mean it's an easy decision. And I think the same applies to friends. Who keeps custody of friends after divorce? That's the hashtag. Custody of friends after divorce. Who? You were best friends with the best man's wife. And now you're closer than close. Divorce happens. What's going to happen there? Who should keep friends after divorce? Did you lose your close friends after your divorce? Should friends be in community of property or ANC without accrual? Talk to me. I have 3 teaspoons on this coming up. We're talking about who keeps custody of friends when a breakup happens. Okay, it's easy to say, my friends are my friends. I keep mine and you keep yours. Hey, there is a very thin line there. A very thin line that should you not pay it attention, it could even lead to more problems. Mamukwazi RT, it is hard because if my husband introduces me to his best friend's wife and we become close, it will be hard to let go of our friendship. Exactly my point. Who keeps custody of friends when you guys decide to break up? My 3 teaspoons on this.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on how divorce affects mutual friends, or a breakup affects mutual friends. Things get awkward. Your mutual friends may experience feeling awkward or find it difficult to interact with you and your ex. Some of your friends may even have some hesitation and begin to tiptoe around you, walk on eggshells to avoid being insensitive. It is even worse for those that got in closer to your ex. For them to speak without mentioning his or her name can be very awkward. 2, your split may also affect your friend's relationship. Oh yes. According to research, your divorce may also cause a high percentage of your friend's marriage or relationship to also end. Because a breakup is also quite a contagious disease, in that it causes couples to reevaluate their own relationships, and it may also spread among your circle of friends. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on how divorce or breakup affects your mutual friends. Being neutral, being diplomatic, may be very difficult. Some of your mutual friends may want to stay neutral between you and your ex, as they consider you both as people worth keeping in their lives. But this may not be easy, as they may feel pressured into keeping a balanced friendship with those parties, and that may not be possible if it is extremely heated between you and your ex. The War of the Roses. Eh? My question is, who keeps custody of friends after your breakup?
It depends who came with them.
Yeah.
Depends who came with who.
You came with friends, he came with friends.
Yeah, I'll keep my friends, he can keep his friends.
As if that is easy, because his friends introduced their girlfriends to you and now you are best buddies.
Oh no, if we're including the girlfriends can be my friends, but the guys can, you know, continue being the guy's friends.
Oh, in community of property.
I'll adopt the friends.
And then what are the T's and C's of this friendship going forward? Are they allowed to talk about him? Because chances are they're going to drop his name somewhere.
Yeah, actually, let's keep him off limits. Yeah, let's not talk about him and his success and his progress. Yeah, he's found a new partner.
Yes.
Yeah, also don't take my business to him as well.
Yeah, Batum. Mahadev.
I agree with Kinebe, but also it's the intention. So the friends, whoever I keep, they must be loyal to me. Yeah. And whoever he keeps, they must be loyal to him. So, yeah, let's not cross loyalty lines.
No floor crossing.
None of that. We are done.
Anyway, leave these girls to be. Who keeps the custody of friends? You tell me. This is Kaya. Good morning. Now, my question to you is, are your friends his? Are your friends his? And vice versa. Can your friends still keep in touch with him even after the breakup? Can your buddies, brother man, still meet with her even after she dumped you? I get an akwelele in love, nelele sisonke. And now, breakup. Who has the custody of friends after divorce, after a breakup? Send me a voice note, 063-688-0959. 063-688-0959. I can't wait to hear them.
Take a sip of this. The best tea in the city, only on Kaya FM
95.9. Hi, Tibos. This is Frida. Mina Tibos, I'm believing that I'm going to be boyfriend or my husband. Hey, because hey, I don't trust anyone. I don't trust abangani, especially there was a friend of mine, Oyawang. So it's a no-no for me. That's all. Thank you.
Yo, Uncle T. I'm still in contact with my ex-friends. Kuri, there was a very strong relationship. There's this two of them who are very close with me, and cutting them off is it's off. And Mara exactly and butata leona thing is my current partner wouldn't like that, but he doesn't know uno tsiba ele bokhazi a tsa borjwang.
Mr. T, ke re filwe monane. Okay, I'm keeping custody of his friends, little girlfriends, that thing, ne? Because the friends, like abanketsa next akacabana le bone, even the girlfriends, you know. So but then yena ke batlo tseba anything ka yena gore why or wa khutla, that's none of my business. And also the status study friends that thing aba di kentse akidi shape akidi view at all, but bona tsaka ba di view, but na akidi view because I don't want to see his face, I don't want to see gore ba etsang aba le ka ofela. I just communicate le bona when it's necessary, when it involves na fela, but custody ke na ke keep tang. Thank you ntate Mokwele.
Kaya my friend, bang puma we muntu in spuma song, baba, ke kubunto salayo. Using Jazam is sifa song. So there's no way with about to one band who's a sala, baba, my friends, then mina saying, what if getting your fear, a pan on your one alumun, I'm a friend, so I'm going to tell a corn, go about all quiet, Brian. So it's either spuma song, gage, or shy distance in yan. My will is like, I say, an expert. Sure.
Prati. Abangan bami, yes, uba mithe through mina, and yes, uzohlukana nabo masengihlukene naye. Ikanjalo, cabanga manje sesikuget together, seba decide ukuza uzoploma nami nabangani bami. No, it doesn't work that way, Prati. My friends are my friends, her friends are her friends. Kanjalo nje.
Hi, Angle T. For me, I get kothathi custody kuzophuma kubangani bona uthi bahamba nobani. Abahambi nobani, ichoice yabo. Ngithi ngiyamthatha icho micho mafika ngiqhakatha ngifuna ubabazi. Ubabazi sethu yamthatha and the same thing athi angifuni ukuhamba nomama. Phuma kubo chomi, if they decide ukuskip both, it's fine nalapho.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.